Thanks very much. Could I, at the outset, just say that this is not a party leader speech. I have no intention of making a party leader speech here today because it's going to be a different type of conference. But could I want to say right away that the two people who I think deserves a great deal of credit here, particularly our chairman, Brian Lacey here, who through all the resignations, through all the difficult times, he has stood firm. And I believe it's to his credit and the PUP. We're very, very lucky. Never mind me being elected, never mind John, never mind past leaders. I think if you don't have a chairman who's determined to see things through, then nothing else matters. So I would like you to show your appreciation. That we should also remember, Bram, I'm sure we all are thinking about him, wish him a full and successful recovery, not forgetting what he did and the sacrifice that he made. There's not many people, you know, that will give up a job for the sake of this party. Bram was prepared to do it. He failed, not by a great deal. He didn't get elected, but as far as I'm concerned, he won in my heart, and I hope he won in your hearts too. We wish him every success for the future, and I hope that he continue to play a major role within the PUP. I think, and it's already been said, that, you know, as regards an election, I'm sure there's people in this room will be saying, you know, is it worth it? Should we go on? Should we pack it in? I think we go on. I think there's a place for the PUP. They're always welcome. I think we need a reality check. I don't think that we're ever going to become a major party. It was never my envisage in my life that we would be. But I think that we have an important role to play. Not forgetting, and sometimes we need to remember ourselves, that but for us, and I keep saying this a matter where I go, only for this party, this PUP, there's no way in this world that there would be an assembly. Because, let's face it, I was lucky, and well, I wasn't lucky, I don't know if I was lucky or not, but I was watching a programme on the other night, and there was a wonderful scene with David Trimble walking into Stormont, and who was he flanked by? By David Irvine, myself, Billy Hutchison, McMichael, John White, which we'll not say too much about, but you know, he was getting in there, and the only reason he was getting in was because we were there. Because there's no way in the wild world would he have went in if it had not have been for the support of the PUP. And as I say, the rest of it's history. Because the Assembly was born through the work that we did. So don't ever let anyone take away from us what the PUP did, what David Irvine did in the past. Let's keep reminding ourselves of that there. And whilst we're never going to be a major party, but let's remember this. See, even in the last election, we had some tremendous results. John and I, yes, were fortunate to be elected. In fact, if you look at what the press tried to do to us in the run-up to the election, they went out of their way to try to destroy us. But there was some good results. I think there's hope in the future for those who are prepared to go forth. Because the good thing is, and I'm not sure why an awful lot of people are aware of it, the next time round, for instance, both in the council and the assembly elections, we are going to get our day back. The council elections, up until 12 years ago, the council always had a special day when the council elections were held on their own. Now that's coming back. In 4 years' time, we're going to have an election for a council, and it's going to solely be for the council. It's going to be no double job. No two names in the one ballot paper, one in the assembly, one in the council. Because that's it, Beecher. Let's face it, we're fighting all the big parties, the big names. So if you live in the Newton Arts Road and there's two ballot papers, you have one for an assembly, there's one for a council. If Robinson's going to be on an assembly paper and a council, you're going to vote both ways. Same in Irish, you have the Dodds, you have whoever. But this is going to be different. And I believe that it gives us an opportunity over the next 4 years to work hard in our constituencies to ensure that a name's there by the PUP, and that we go forth, that we stand firmly together to ensure that the PUP survives. And let's face it, even though we're never going to be, you know, a major party, see, sometimes when I look at the TV, I look at Jim Allister. I know if Jim had his way, he would be taking us back to 1690 or something like that. But at the same time, what he has been able to achieve as one individual has been unbelievable. I think he has asked something like 257 written questions he has asked. And he's a lone opposition. What could he do if we fought hard to try and regain our assembly seat? And to have somebody there, not the Jim type person, but somebody there who could equally, because I believe, and I'm not going to be criticising past people, certainly not going back to David Irving, but there's a period there when I thought that we wasted an opportunity for to be in opposition. So I believe that the opportunity's there. It's there for us to ensure that we get our men working on the ground, that the people will appreciate what they're doing. Never going to major office. Do you really need a major office? One of the ways that I think we should be looking and learning from, see Sinn Féin, for years and years and years, and I know this to be a fact, what they did, they worked through communities. They got grants for the open a wee office, but their presence was in that office. Nothing wrong with that, because they were giving their people a good service. And I think that we need to develop something similar where we can get an office in the Newton Arts Road, one in the Shankill, one in North Belfast, one in Derry, one wherever, funded by government, where our presence, not a PUP office, but where our presence can be there, that people will know that those who are working for them are PUP, and consequently, when they go to the polls, and they go at a time when that will be that, it will only be a council, and I think that that's what we go for. Not over ambitious, to be picking areas that we know that there's a possibility that we can win. That's what I think we should be doing. So let us stand firm. I, incidentally, and I want to just be close with it because I said I wasn't going to say too much here. I want to explain my position. No embarrassment to me here about a leadership. I was delighted to be approached by people who I consider to be the salt of the earth. Wonderful people. People who I trust asked me to come forth and take over a difficult situation, because as our chair has already said, the need as a party is a legal need, and I was delighted to do it. Short period, but I believe that I'm not the answer. I'm too old for this game, too old to be here getting up at 7:30 in the morning. But I want to be here. I'll always be here. I'll always be here to give any advice, any help that I possibly can. But I hope this morning that we select a leader, and I think that there's leaders there. I know that there's a leader there that can take us forth. And I say, we stay here, not to go away, to be there, to be an annoyance of nothing else, to remember the dream that different people had for the PUP. We were there at the start, let us be there at the end, and let us unite together today behind whoever is elected as our leader, and let us go forth with confidence. Thank you.